Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or a Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Check this tweet out, BT, from Connor Hughes of SNY. Does a good job. I trust him covering both the Jets and the Giants, okay?
Mm-hmm.
About the Giants quarterback conversation. We'll get back to the phones. This is from Connor Hughes. The way I read the Giants quarterback situation, plan A was Matthew Stafford. Okay, we saw that. That didn't work. Plan B, this is Connor's words. Plan B is Aaron Rodgers, but he seems interested in everyone bought the Giants, which kind of makes sense. Is now my
you want to win, yeah, and you're not going there.
Well, and it kind of makes sense. Just like why would he want to go there? And by the other reporting, it does make sense. Okay, back to Connor's words. But he's but Plan C would be Russell Wilson. If Rodgers ends up in Pittsburgh and Wilson with the Colts or the Titans, the Giants likely pivot to Jimmy Garoppolo.
Dude. But they'd still draft somebody.
I'm saying
as long as they draft the right guy, that's
I know, but
the reprieve that they need.
It starts with Stafford.
Yeah, situation.
Please take this. They had a deal in the works. Everything was agreed to. He didn't want him. Rodgers, plan B, he may not want him. Russell Wilson, plan C, he may not want him because Russell Wilson's going to want to win. The Giants are not a win-now situation.
Mm-hmm.
The Colts or Titans may be better set up for that. Or the Colts, at least, I don't know. The Titans, you know, who knows what's going on there.
No, they're not good. They're Titans stink.
Maybe Russell Wilson's Colts upset stink about the last year. This is all hypothetical, but the one fact is that they didn't get their plan A in Stafford.
Yep.
The second fact seems to be that Rodgers is going to have other options and is looking for every option. Rodgers probably wants to get the hell out of New York anyway, right?
I don't know. I can almost see it the other way, where he's like, I've got this $15 million home, and I know he's got a ton of money.
What, the Giants?
Well, but it's just convenience, man. If you, when you move, you haven't moved around the country. Like, when you move, it is. I know you just moved from Long Island to New Jersey.
I don't even like that, yeah.
We're crossing state lines, you know, even though, yeah, you've got money, and yeah, you could have a realtor do this, and an assistant do all the things for you, set up the cable and the lawn care. I get it. There's still things that you have to do. I don't know how much he wants to disrupt his life at this point.
Man, but to win?
Yeah, well, he's already won.
I think he's... He wants to prove a lot of
people. Well, there you go. Now, but you could prove almost more by playing well in the same stadium. Like, what would hurt more? The Giants going 9-8 with him as quarterback, having a good year, 28 touchdowns around last year, maybe a little bit better, right? 9-8 with the Giants, or even 10-7, but, you know, wild card done quick, or go to the Steelers and get to the second round, or maybe lose in the chain. Like, to me, if he's really, and I don't know that he's motivated to stick it to the Jets, but if he was, don't you think elevating the Giants would be more than helping the Steelers?
I don't think it's about the Jets. I think it's about everybody who's saying he was done or he can't win. I think he wants to win another Super Bowl. He's the ultimate competitor. And I think there are two clear spots, and maybe even one more so than the other. I think Pittsburgh's got to be very appealing.
It should be.
They bring in DK Metcalf. They have Tomlin there.
Yeah.
They always win.
Good tight end. Yeah, Freiermuth is really good.
Now it's a tough division. They're going to run the football.
Yeah.
Now it's a tough division. They got great history. Tough division and a tough conference, which brings me to the other team, the Vikings. I hate the idea that he would be following Brett Favre's exact path, Packers, Jets, Vikings.
I don't think he wants to do that. I think he's so aware that he won't do it.
But if there's a team in the NFL who Rodgers wants to stick it to, it's not the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Packers. He gets an opportunity to do that twice. Home games in a dome.
Mm-hmm.
They're a good football team.
They're good.
Justin Jefferson. You don't need me to mention the weapons.
They're good.
And in a weaker conference. He owns the Lions. Like, there's all... Those two, I think Rodgers, I would love to see it from an NFL fan's perspective. I think Rodgers in Pittsburgh or Minnesota are beautiful storylines.
Let me ask you this. Over under 4.5 national TV outlets next season for Rodgers' team. 4.5. Remember, he had 6 or 7 with the Jets
over
first year.
Because I think it is going to be with... I think he's going to be a Steeler or a Viking.
So he's going to be on a good team,
yeah,
and he's Rodgers.
Yeah, man.
I'm with you. I think I'd go over on that, too. But just back to the Giants.
The Giants under, for sure.
Yeah. But just back to the Giants for a second. Yeah. Don't you think, and I love Connor as well, so if he's right, you know, and Stafford was plan one or plan A, and Rodgers was plan B, doesn't that tell you right there, in a roundabout way, what they really think about these young quarterbacks in the draft?
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
You would think.
How many plans do you have actually going for one of those guys?
Well, here's what I think it's telling you, is that the owner says you have to win now, and they're going to try to win now while also getting a quarterback while they're at the top of the draft that they can draft and develop. I mean, I think it's trying to do both because they haven't done anything for 3 years.
So you think if they would have gotten Stafford, you think they would have stayed at 3, traded out? Because they weren't giving up 3 for Stafford.
No, he would have been the one difference. I would think that. I don't think you could get Stafford and give up the assets that it would have taken to get him and trade up for the number one pick. I don't think. Nor would it make any sense to do that.
But well, they could have taken Sanders at 3 at that point.
If he were there. But
I think he's going to be there.
But the other options, Stafford would have been the quarterback for the next few years. Rodgers, Russell Wilson, like those are clear stopgaps for a year.
No question.
Until you develop, you know, draft and develop your guy.
Phil
is in Spring Valley. What's up, Phil?
Hey, guys. How you doing? How's your morning?
Good. What's up?
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Phil.
Good. I mean, New York sports has gone abysmal in the past, you know, week.
It's not
been
the Johnnies.
Absolutely a wreck. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Hey, look, you know what? It's crazy how if the other teams were doing well and you didn't have these injuries, St. John's would be almost absolutely not recognized. It's almost a good thing.
It's not true, but go ahead.
In a way, I know. But in a way, it's a certain excitement there, and that's fun to see. The New York Giants have a really hard situation. Their schedule doesn't look well, like an easy one next year. The quarterbacks coming out of this draft are low-end quarterbacks. The quarterbacks that are available for them are not even great stopgap quarterbacks necessarily for a team that really needs a year or two and a guy who's going to, you know, fill that spot. The problem on the Giants is there's no depth of talent. They don't have the depth of talent throughout the team. It's not just a quarterback hole. You have your wide receiver depth, your running back depth, your linebacking depth, your cornerback depth is horrible, and you don't have a team with talent throughout it where you could say, hey, I could bring in a quarterback and we're going to watch our talent develop, and even if we have a bad year, guess what? We have so much talent. We don't.
Yeah.
The Giants do not have that talent.
Well, Phil, why do you
bring
think
in
they
a quarterback? Well, exactly. And so therefore, the Giants, I say, hey, bring in a quarterback who simply could be a leader to this team. I don't care who it is in a way, as long as they can say this, be a leader this year, turn around the viewpoint of the fans, make the fans when they come in say, hey, we won't have necessarily the greatest year, but this team won't feel like a negative team.
Well, they tried to do that. They tried to do that, Phil, with Stafford. And thank you for the call. He didn't want any part of them. And that's why I know nobody likes to talk about it and go back to how, you know, things happen here, but that's the reality. Where we are at today is because of multiple horrific decisions the Giants organization has made over the last 5 to 7 years. That's how we are where we are today. And if you want to trim that and say even forget about drafting Barkley, which led to drafting Jones, even for Shane and Dable, year one, they had a chance to move on from Jones and Barkley. They didn't. They ended up winning. It was fool's gold. That led them to keep Daniel Jones. Okay, he had a bad year. They decided to keep him again going into last year. Any one of those decisions that were horrific decisions, any one of those were made differently, we would not be sitting here today. If they took a quarterback last year in the draft, we would not be sitting here today in this predicament that they're in. They're in a horrible spot because they've made wrong decision after wrong decision after wrong decision, and now are doing the worst thing you could do is forcing the issue on getting maybe not even just a quarterback, but two quarterbacks this year.
There should be books written on how inept the Giants have been for a while now. And maybe that's Gary Myers' next book. Instead of writing about the dynasties, he can write about how inept the Giants have been. Why don't you do that?
Because I almost spit out my water.
I mean, it's true, Sal. I mean, really, they've been so mismanaged by so many different people.
Right.
There's a threat of inconsistency and just general ineptness that they just can't seem to get out of, which is why, to me, like, I didn't understand when Giant fans were, I mean, clamoring loudly, I don't want Stafford. Nope, Stafford, I don't want him. I don't want Stafford. Not going to win the Super Bowl with Stafford. And I agreed with that. They weren't going to win the Super Bowl with Stafford. But what Stafford would have, and I know that they tried, so it's not the Giants' fault. They just, they got played. Right. He wanted more money. He stayed with the Rams. He got it. That's why he brought the Raiders into it as well. I thought that bringing in Stafford or maybe even Rodgers to an extent, there's something to be said for elevating a moribund franchise. And I know Rodgers isn't winning a Super Bowl here, just like I knew Stafford wasn't going to win with these Giants. But just get somebody in the building who people will follow a little bit. Where you, you know, if you execute on the most basic level, you're a threat to score 24 points regularly. You don't have to win 10 games. But you've got to be competitive.
Yeah, I the problem with Rodgers is we saw him try to do that with the Jets. So I'm not saying that it's Rodgers' fault the way that it went down. I don't think that the Giants would be a good situation for Rodgers, and I don't think Rodgers would be a good situation for the Giants.
You might be right, but would you rather have Rodgers or Garoppolo?
Yeah, no, I mean,
well, I mean, Rodgers or Mariota.
No,
Rodgers or Wentz.
I'd rather just Cam Ward be the starter and go sign a veteran backup. Like, to me, that's, after Stafford, it was clearly Cam Ward for me. That's where I'd be all in on. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019.